Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Did you set your clocks ahead 1 hour this morning? It's a task that Ohio State Representative Stephen Doan wants to come to an end. For the last two legislative sessions, he's introduced a bill that would eliminate DST.
Permanent standard time goes to natural body rhythms, to the natural time that we've always had light.
Hawaii and Arizona don't observe daylight saving time, nor do the U.S. territories of American Samoa, Guam, Northern Mariana Islands, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he knows why President Trump is threatening 250% tariffs on Canadian lumber and dairy products.
What he wants is to see a total collapse of the Canadian economy.
The stock market just had its worst week in 6 months. Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi blames the uncertainty that surrounds President Trump's tariff threats.
It's called stroke of the pen risk. It's the on-again, off-again tariffs that are just driving business people and investors crazy.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Everybody's thinking about the clock. Not for long, just did you set it? Which one did you forget? I recall back, when Richard Nixon was president, he ordered daylight saving time all year long. I don't think that's a bad idea. Who needs bright mornings anyway? The music of the stars on the air. On this magical holiday, well, it is in a way, we think about, not celebrate, think about time. Music of the stars, all the way to high noon central. There's that time talk again. I'm Lou Regani, and the music of the stars is on the air. You can pick us up on the Civic Media Radio Network anywhere in the world at civicmedia.us. For a few surprises today. We'll find some songs you never heard of. What's that, just say you haven't heard of some of these already? Well, that's the whole point, you see. We put aside the...
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine mixed in with a few high clouds for today. Southwest winds will turn quite breezy. Gusts up around 25 in the afternoon. Highs of the mid-50s. Overnight, mostly clear in mid-30s. On Monday, sunny skies, a little warmer, close to 60. It's 33 at our studios.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
After you use Bounce Dryer sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on you
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on you.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on you.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on you with Bounce.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Underground. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Get out and see the world. You worry when the weather's cold. You worry epitaph. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
It's later than you think.
Cha-cha-cha.
I sometimes think of some of the silly ideas I used to have. Now I can look back across my short years and from this vantage point see how ridiculous some of these notions really were. When I was in first, or was it second grade of grammar school, some teacher whose name I've forgotten told all of us in the class to walk a special way, with our feet straight out, parallel to each other. I found walking this way very easy and was very proud of myself because I could walk with my feet in the correct style. Well, Just as I have forgotten the name of the teacher who told me this, I also have forgotten, or had, until just a few moments ago, what great importance my impressionable mind had given to her words. I felt special because I walked in the special right way. And if I saw someone who walked with their feet not parallel, with a duck-like position, I felt that they lacked something. Now, this silly notion is understandable in a youngster of 6 or 7. But you'd think it would disappear later with other childish notions. But it didn't. As an adolescent, daydreaming away the days, I would watch walkers with bad footwork and have to subdue the urge to tell them about their bad walking habits. Now, of course, I can smile at my misinformation because I've since found out that some people have to walk with a splayed walk because of their bone construction. Something is different in their feet. You might say I conquered a prejudice I had against the bad walkers. I wonder, though, how many other ridiculous ideas I've inherited and think are true and useful that may be hanging around inside my head.
I'm walking, hear the knee and I'm talking. When you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side. For you pretty baby are evil. Now I'm walking, yes indeed I'm talking.
This is a small town. I know the population is only 229. But I feel that talking to you, bringing my ideas, what I stand for, to you, small town though you may be, is as important as a large audience in a large auditorium.
Magical kiss can take me just so far. Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Don't leave me like this, dangling from a star. You set me me all. It sure would be a shame if you were only teasing. So, my love, before I go, turn the light way down low and talk to me.
Spoken to many, but never have I shunned a small crowd, because each and every one of you have a vote, and I'm counting on you to vote for me. You know what I stand for. I don't have to tell you. You know. You can tell it by looking at my face.
Away from the shore, and our boat sinks slowly in the west, we approach the island of Lulu, spelled backwards. Ah, in the distance we hear Spike Jones and his wacky wackakeans.
Remembering me, and you, and you, and you, and thousands of other people across this great country of ours.
You, 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 I'm in love with you, 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 I could be so true, true. Someone like you, you, you. Do, do, do what you ought to do, do, do. Take me in your arms, please.
Sure as heaven's above, we were meant for each other, to have, to hold, and to love. You, there's no one like you. You could make my dreams come true if you say you love me too.
To say in closing that no matter what you do, no matter what you do, you remember the name Smurd. Smurd is the name for you to remember.
Lunsford on the music of the star.
When I was a kid, about 3:30, my daddy said, "Son, come here to me." Says, "Things may come and things may go, but this is one thing you ought to know.
Take what you do.
It's the way hot you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the way hot you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the way hot you do it.
That's what gets reason.
Mama, mama.
Take what you do.
It's the time that you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the time that you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the time that you do it.
That's what gets results.
Ooh.
You can try hard. Don't mean a thing.
Don't mean a thing.
Take it easy.
Greasy.
Then your job will swing. Oh, and take what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
That's what gets results.
I'd like to have your picture if you would. This is a car. I'm the driving instructor, and seated next to me is a woman driver. How do you do? You're Mrs. Webb, is that right? Oh, I see you've had one lesson already. Who is the instructor on that, Mrs. Webb? Mr. Adams. I'm sorry, here it is, Mr. Adams. Just let me read ahead and kind of familiarize myself with the case. How fast were you going when Mr. Adams jumped from the car? 75. And where was that? In your driveway. How far has Mr. Adams gotten in the lesson? Backing out. I see you were backing out at 75, and that's when he jumped. Did he cover starting the car and the other way of stopping? What's the other way of stopping? Throwing it in reverse. That's right. Oh, that would do it. You're right. That would do it. All right. You want to start the car? Mrs. Webb, you just turned on the lights. You want to start the car? They all look alike, don't they?
My love sitting by my side. Pretty girl and shiny Buick fills a fellow with so much pride. Driving down the road on Sunday with my car and my heart riding high. For I know that very soon we'll take a honeymoon, my Buick, my love and I. While we are driving you and I, away from all the crowd, as long as we're together, I'm riding high up on a rainbow in the sky, and I'm riding on a cloud, and we remember that our fathers, old dad, when he met mother, so they say,
were just as gay as we.
What's good enough for father and good enough for mother is good enough for me.
How I love to drive my Buick with my love sitting by my side. Pretty girl
and shiny Buick
fills a fella with so much pride. Driving down the road on Sunday with my car and my heart riding high. For I know that very soon we'll take a honeymoon, my Buick.
Hey, what about me?
My love.
The second day out, I unearthed a priceless old vase. Or is it vase?
Either is correct.
Or is it either? Well, the third day while I was snooping, that's right, snooping, around the pyramids, I found an unopened crypt.
A crypt?
Crypt. It was full of ossified sand crabs.
And what did you do?
I crept into the crypt, cribbed a crab, and crept out of the crypt again.
There. What a wonderful time for you to drop by. You know, they're just setting up to shoot a scene of our new star, and I'd love to introduce you before they begin. Honestly, we're all just bursting with excitement about this brilliant new performer. We think this one will not only win every award hands down, but it's just going to win the hearts of people all over the country. Come on now. I want you to meet a great new star. The new 1953 Chevrolet. Isn't that a sight to take your breath away? Wouldn't that new beauty steal any show? I declare it looks a mile long. And see how low it is. And that beautiful, beautiful grill. Every detail is so perfectly designed, I just keep looking and looking at it. And I'll tell you something. You can look at it from every possible angle and you'll still come up with the same answer. It's the best looking car in the whole world. There I go getting carried away again. I could just talk about it all day.
Okay, take it.
Dinah, you're on.
Oh, okay. Now, aren't you just as excited about our great new star as I am? See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee. Performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA. In your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west. Wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. The Rockies way out west are calling you. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. Where fields of golden wheat pass in review. Whether traveling light or with a load that's heavy. Performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA.
The Bickersons have retired. Mrs. Bickerson lies rigid but awake in the darkness as poor husband John, victim of an obscure type of insomnia that prevents other people from sleeping, exhibits the telltale symptoms of his dread affliction. Listen.
It may be funny to him, but it's not to me. John! John! Cut it out!
Cut it out, Blanche.
I'll lose my mind if you don't stop that giggling. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter, Blanche?
You sound like a tickled schoolgirl. What are you dreaming of?
Tickling schoolgirls.
John!
What? What? What'd you say, Blanche?
I simply won't stand it another night. Living in this house is becoming unbearable.
Let's move.
John, I swear I'm at my wit's end. How long do you think a person can go without sleep?
I've been doing it for 5 years.
John Bickerson, we've been married for 5 years.
Amazing coincidence. Good night.
Don't you good night me, you big sleeping pill. Why don't you have some consideration for me?
Well, what do you want me to do, Blanche?
When you were sick last year, did I say that? Didn't I sit up all hours of the night nursing you? Didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And what was my reward?
I got sicker.
Sure, you can afford to be sarcastic now. You feel fine.
I want to sleep. It's 2 o'clock, Blanche.
You don't remember how I catered to you every minute. When the doctor said not to let you have anything cold, didn't I give you all the ice water you wanted?
You sure did. Almost killed me.
That's gratitude. Well, I didn't expect anything else from you. You don't love me, do you, John?
Oh, of course I do. Just because I don't say it every 5 minutes doesn't mean that I don't love you.
Tell the truth, John. If anything happened to me, would you marry again?
Never. Never again.
Well, you don't have to sound so vehement.
Well, if I said it any softer, you'd say I didn't sound convincing. I don't know, Blanche. I just wish you'd let me sleep.
I keep thinking how nice it was before we were married.
Mm-hmm.
You were so different then. You used to plead with me for a little kiss. Now you don't even think of it. Why?
A mouse in a trap loses his taste for cheese.
Very funny. Oh, you're so funny, John Bickerson.
Well, I'm tired, and I have to get up early tomorrow.
You just won't understand, will you? There are none so blind as those who will not see.
Yeah?
The one time I expected you to break down and offer me comfort, and you fail me.
What?
It's all right. I'll struggle through it alone. It won't be long, and when the time arrives, I don't even want to see you near me.
What are you talking about?
I'll go to the hospital by myself. You can sleep right through it.
Blanche! Blanche, are you...
Hasn't Dr. Marvin told you, John?
Nobody told me. What is it?
I'm going to have my tonsils out.
I used to used to work in Chicago in a department store. Behind the candy counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted some candy. I asked her what kind she'd like. Kisses she wanted, kisses she got. I'll never work there anymore. Kisses, some kisses. How bad she wanted those kisses. I used to work in Chicago. I'll never work there anymore.
I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Behind the record counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted a record. I asked her what kind she'd like. Bebop she wanted, bop she got. I'll never work there anymore.
Bebop, some bebop. How bad she wanted some bebop. He used to work in Chicago. He'll never work there anymore.
I used to work in Wisconsin behind the smorgasbord. In the cafeteria, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted a boiled egg. I said, what part do you like? A yolk, she wanted a yolk. I told her, never work there anymore.
A yolk, a yolk. She said she wanted a yolk. He used to work in Wisconsin. He'll never work there anymore.
Chicago in a department store. Behind the flower counter, a lady came in the door. She said she wanted some flowers. I asked what kind she liked. Potted she wanted and potted she got. I'll never work there anymore.
Potted, so potted. She asking how she got potted. He used to work in Chicago. He'll never work there anymore. I used to work in Chicago in a department store. Behind the fruit juice counter, a lady came in the door. She said she needed some fruit juice. I asked her what kind she'd like. Nectar she wanted.
A nectar I did.
He'll never work there anymore. Nectar, some nectar. That's what she said, and I nectar her. I used to work in Chicago. I'll never work there anymore.
Spike Jones and the City Slickers, the music of the stars. Johnny Mathis on the air.
Wisconsin, a shiny blue sky. Time seems to fly.
Sky. Don Costa in the orchestra, the Everly Brothers.
Mention my name in Sheboygan. It's the greatest little town in the world. Just tell them all you're an old friend of mine. And every door in town will have a big welcome sign. So mention my name in Sheboygan.
Where have you been? You're a sight for sore eyes, my friend.
I've been to Wisconsin in search of a deer. There my journey did end. I went for a walk in Oconomowoc, with the moon shining down from above. I went for a walk in Oconomowoc, with never a thought of love. I went for a walk in Oconomowoc, with a heart that was light and gay. But there on the walk in Oconomowoc, my heart was stolen away, 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 away. My heart was stolen away. Right there on the walk in Oconomowoc, as a strolling suspecting me by. Right there on the walk in Oconomowoc, stood a maid with a gleam in her eyes. When I take the walk in Oconomowoc, my thoughts are carried away. I scarcely can talk of Oconomowoc, that I think of that fateful day, that day, that day, that day, that I think of that fateful day. For there on the walk in Oconomowoc, with the moon shining down from above, it was there on the walk in Oconomowoc, I was smitten with pangs of love. Yes, there on the walk in Oconomowoc, she winked with her big blue eyes. It was there on the walk in Oconomowoc, I was carried to paradise, a dice, a dice, a dice. I was carried to paradise. Beware of that walk in Oconomowoc, if you would stay single, my friend. Beware of that walk in Oconomowoc, or your bachelor days will end. For there on that walk in Oconomowoc, my marriage bond was tied. It was there on the walk in Oconomowoc, the maiden became my bride, my bride, my bride, my bride. The maiden became my bride.
That's Jack Teeter and the trio. Patty Page.
Milwaukee, Milwaukee, my baby's from Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, a native through and through. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, he's wild about Milwaukee. When we kiss, I'll tell you this, I love Milwaukee too. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, I thank you, oh Wisconsin, that you have Milwaukee. How lucky can you be? Milwaukee, Milwaukee, I light up like a Ronson. Each time he holds me in his arms, you mean so much to me. And when we do the Milwaukee polka, around, round, round we go flying. There's more romance when you dance this polka. You'll be surprised what it will do to you. Oh, when we do the Milwaukee polka, this Milwaukee polka. It's like rooting for the Braves every inning. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, my baby's from Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, and when we settle down, I'll bet you, he'll bet you, you name it and we'll bet you a dollar to a donut, it will be Milwaukee town. From Milwaukee, 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 a native through and through. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, he's wild about Milwaukee. When we kiss, I'll tell you this, I love Milwaukee too. And when we do the Milwaukee polka, when you dance this polka, you'll be surprised what it will do to you. Oh, when we do the Milwaukee polka, around, round, round we go spinning. Oh, what a thrill this Milwaukee polka. It's like rooting for the Braves every inning. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, my baby's from Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, and when we settle down, I'll bet ya, he'll bet ya, you name it and we'll bet ya a dollar to a donut, it will be Milwaukee time.
Frankie Yankovic, this guy beat Benny Goodman in a battle of the bands, go figure.
A toast to Milwaukee, so raise your glasses high. Then you chuck-a-luck until they're dry, and raise your spirits to the sky. Until they're dry, and raise your spirits to the sky.
I'm from Kenosha. San Francisco Bay, where the wonderful East meets the beautiful West, it's the ripe place to be from. I'm singing so loud of it, 'cause I'm so proud of it. I'm singing so loud of it, 'cause I'm so proud of it. Kenosha, my hometown.
Now this could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. So may I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss, this is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too. People who smile at you. A clown, it's my kind of town. My kind of town, Chicago is my kind of town.
Con Jimmy Van
this
Heusen.
Should have been my hometown. At last, I'm in my hometown. It's not the place of my birth, but where on earth is there such a town? The kind of people you find, I find they're strictly my kind. This place gets under my skin from here on in. This is my hometown. Why bother to travel farther? What move could improve when here I stand in my own promised land? I'm gonna haunt every street. There's not a soul I won't meet. Their style is sweet and sincere, hits me right here. So I'm settling down in what I'm proud to call my hometown. For some guys, the dream is Paris, but I found a shrine where Hollywood boy. across his vine. I'm gonna haunt every street. There's not a soul I won't meet. Their style is sweet and sincere. It's me right here. So I'm settling down in what I'm proud to call my.
Steve Lawrence. From What Makes Sammy Run. Irvin Drake wrote them. Lehman Anglo conducted the orchestra, and a buddy of mine, Will Schaefer, put that together on Broadway. Will Schaefer of Kenosha wrote a lot of stuff for Disney and the more. Very last thing Will did before he passed, something for SpongeBob SquarePants. This is Aaron Copland from My Hometown. The London Symphony. Stand by for news on CBS. It's about 8:56. Did you set your clock? If not, the heck with it, It's your day off. Not mine. I love being here. I'm Lou Regani on the Music of the Stars. Always like the music of Aaron Copland. Something hometowny about it. Next week we celebrate the old sod, St. Patrick's Day. Great parade in Chicago. I'll do a couple of car songs, huh? Commercials you've forgotten. The Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pick us up at civicmedia.us. And a salute to all our affiliates.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Anyone with money in the stock market will be watching Wall Street closely tomorrow after suffering stinging losses the past few weeks, blamed on tough tariff talk. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Talk of tariffs is roiling markets. Last week, stocks saw the worst weekly decline in 6 months.
A big federal agency has been administering polygraphs to some of its employees for weeks.
We have identified two leakers of information here at the Department of Homeland Security.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem Syrian troops have been fighting forces loyal to ousted President Bashar Assad 3 months after Assad was toppled. At least 1,000 people have died, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. James Jeffrey leads the Wilson Center's Middle East program.
There's a chance we can get through this, but if the international community is divided, as it was for much of the Syrian civil war, it's likely we'll descend into chaos.
It's the most serious challenge yet to the current Syrian government. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.